But I think we're good to go, y'all.
Okay.
Looks like it anyway. There is recording. Okay, we're good to go. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Roger Paul. And tonight we're going to start a new paper, paper 124, The Later Childhood of Jesus. And let me, I'll get your, hey, Gary, we're starting the meeting. What's up, Gary? Okay, let me I'll shoot you another copy of the email right now. All right. Okay, y'all, you be patient with me for one second.
I can send him the password.
Send him the link and the password real quick. Okay. So where was I? I was somewhere in America.
Paper 124.
Paper 124, I was going to give everybody a page number if I can find it here. That is page 1366 of the original book, or paper 12401 and all the others. Okay. And this is the later childhood of Jesus. Let's change our screen here. And I will let my wife start reading.
Paper 124, The Later
Oh.
Childhood of Jesus. Although Jesus might have enjoyed a better opportunity for schooling at
Alexandria.
Alexandria than in Galilee, he could not have had such a splendid environment for working out his own life problems with a minimum of educational guidance, at the same time enjoying the great advantage of constantly contacting with such a large number of all classes of men and women, hailing from every part of the civilized world. Had he remained in an exhilarating, I don't know why I'm having a hard time now, Alexandria, his education would have been directed by Jews and along exclusively Jewish lines. At Nazareth, he secured an education and received a training which more acceptably prepared him to understand the Gentiles, and which gave him a better and more balanced idea of the relative merits of the Eastern or Babylonian and the Western or Hellenic view of Hebrew theology.
Roger, you're on mute.
Rodney, did you get that over to
Yeah, I
Gary?
sent the text to the password numbers,
Okay, let me go
but
down
I
here.
don't have his email address to
Oh,
forward
okay, let me
invitation.
There we go. I sent it again. So he should get it. Okay, now my brain is everywhere except where it should be. And there he is. Okay. So what this paragraph is telling us that Jesus had a better opportunity in Alexandria than he did in Galilee, because Alexandria, of course, was a learning center. Right? It had the best library in all that area during that period of time.
Correct.
And if he would have stayed in Alexandria, his future would have been totally different than it was with him going back to Nazareth. Right?
Correct.
And that's the whole point of this. So he got a better understanding of the Gentiles and that sort of thing, and other types of people like the Babylonians and Hellenic Jews and that sort of thing, and their theology by staying in Galilee than he would have with Alexandria, because in Alexandria he'd have gotten the straight down the line Jewish concepts, right? philosophy and theology of
And
those.
Roger and Nazareth, of course, he had better contact with the Gentile population, but the main thing is it was Nazareth was along a caravan route where goods coming from India, the Far East, would travel through there to the ports on the Mediterranean to load the ships and sell the products, but also the opposite way as well.
Yeah, and the juxtaposition of his father's caravan shop gave him an opportunity that he wouldn't have gotten just anywhere, right?
Correct.
Man, yeah, so that it really worked out well for, it's kind of funny how, you think you're at a disadvantage sometimes in life. In reality, the things that happen to you put you in an advantageous position for things that you would not have expected to have if you hadn't been where you were and as you were. So, I always say that with those who are poor, because poor people think, oh, woe is me, I have nothing, I struggle along. But sometimes you learn more from the struggles than you do being, rich and having these advantages. So,
So I wouldn't have any idea.
yeah, me either. I've never been rich, so I don't have to worry about it.
Just as a side note for what you said, the suicide rate in poor countries is much lower than the suicide rate in affluent countries.
No kidding.
Do
You get these bits of information?
Huh? I'm just full of it.
Well, we knew that. We were talking
Not
about everything
answer your
else.
question. Stuff like that sticks in my mind. I can't tell you where I got it. So the answer that I'm full of it is absolutely true.
All right.
Thank you.
Rodney, would you take the next one for us?
Okay, thought that was Carrie's.
Oh, that looks like mine.
Hey, one, Jesus's ninth year, AD 3. Though it could hardly be said that Jesus was ever seriously ill,
We lost
he
you,
did it.
Rodney. Or you lost me.
Oh,
No, you're on.
okay. He did have some of the minor ailments
What's going on?
of childhood this year, along with his brothers and baby sister.
Okay, Gary, did you lose the sound there or something?
Yeah.
Okay, are you back?
I think so.
Okay. All right. So Jesus did have some of the minor ailments of childhood, just like his brothers and sisters said. Yeah. Okay. Pam, would you take the next one?
Sure. School went on, and he was still a favored pupil, having 1 week each month at liberty. And he continued to divide his time about equally between trips to neighboring cities with his father, sojourns on his uncle's farm south of Nazareth, and fishing excursions out from Magdala.
So he still had those trips. He could go see his uncles
It's
because he
wonderful.
did well in school. Okay. Gary, this is a short one for you.
Okay. Right. Ready? The most serious trouble as yet to come up at school occurred in late winter when Jesus dared to challenge the chasm.
Shazam.
Chazon, oh, that sounds good. Chazon, regarding the teachings that all images, te prints, images, pictures, and drawings were idolatry,
Idolatrous.
yeah, bad stuff
Yeah.
in nature. Jesus delighted in drawing landscapes as well as in modeling a great variety of objects in potter's clay. Everything of that sort was strictly forbidden by Jewish law, But up to this time, he had managed to disarm his parents' objection to such an extent that they had permitted him to continue in these activities.
So he didn't see anything wrong with these things, right? But it was not allowed by the Jewish people. And here William gets a really short one.
Don't you envy me, William?
Yes, I do. But trouble was again stirred up at school when one of the more backward pupils discovered Jesus drawing a charcoal picture of the teacher on the floor of the schoolroom. There it was, plain as day, and many of the elders had viewed it before the committee went to call on Joseph to demand that something be done to suppress the lawlessness of his eldest child. And though this was not the first time complaints had come to Joseph and Mary about the doings of their versatile and aggressive child, this was the most serious of all accusations which had thus far been lodged against him. Jesus listened to the indictment of his artistic efforts for some time, being seated on a large stone just outside the back door. He resented their blaming his father for his alleged misdeeds. So in he marched, fearlessly confronting his accusers. The elders were thrown into confusion. So some were inclined to view the episode humorously, while one or two seemed to think the boy was sarcastic. Is that
No,
right?
sacrilegious.
Sacrilegious, if not blasphemous. Joseph was nonplussed, Mary indignant, but Jesus insisted on being heard. He had his say, courageously defended his viewpoint, and with consummate
Consummate.
and with consummate self-control, announced that he would abide by the decision of his father in this, as in all other matters controversial. And the committee of elders departed in silence. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they did. You notice how
Yeah.
Jesus was not afraid of any of them, was he?
Nope.
Okay, dear, would you take the next one?
You know, he wasn't afraid, and he was only 3 years old.
No,
No,
he
he's nine. Was he
oh,
nine?
no, that's right, 9 AD 3. He was 9 years old. Still, wow.
Yeah.
Gutsy man.
Mary endeavored to influence Joseph to permit Jesus to model and clay at home, provided he promised not to carry on any of these questionable activities at school. But Joseph felt impelled to rule that the
Rabbinical.
thank you, rabbinical jolly, Diane.
Interpretation. Interpretation.
thank you. The second commandment should prevail. And so Jesus no more drew or modeled the likeness of anything from that day as long as he lived in his father's house. But he was unconvinced of the wrong of what he had done. And to give up such a favorite pastime constituted one of the great trials of his young life.
I'm sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know it is.
Roger, you're muted.
So as much as he liked to draw and make things out of clay and stuff like that, after this, because of the ruling of his father, he never did that again. So what a pity, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Taking things too seriously.
Too seriously. We still do that. Some churches still do that even
They
today,
do.
right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Pentecostal.
Yeah. All right. Rodney, would you take the next one?
Yes. In the latter part of June, Jesus, in company with his father, first climbed to the summit of Mount Tabor. It was a clear day, and the view was superb. It seemed to this 9-year-old lad that he had really gazed upon the entire world, excepting India, Africa, and Rome.
So he, since he could see out so far in so many different directions, he felt like
Amazing.
he could see the whole world, really, right?
But it's interesting because he knew that he could not, he had heard of India, Africa, and Rome. He didn't know that he couldn't see North America, South America, Greenland, Antarctica, you
Of
know,
course, they didn't even know those existed, right?
Australia.
Right,
Correct.
right.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's see, Pam, would you take the next?
Okay.
Gotta change it.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Oh, Jesus' second sister, Martha, was born Thursday night, September 13th, 3 weeks after the coming of Martha. Joseph, who was home for a while, started the building of an addition to their house, a combined workshop and bedroom. A small workbench was built for Jesus, and for the first time, he possessed tools of his own. At odd times, for many years, he worked at this bench and became highly expert in the making of yokes.
And he wasn't yoking, was he?
Nope. And the yoke was not on him.
That's
No.
right. All right. Gary, would you take the next, please?
That's what I get for opening my big mouth, right?
That's
Yeah.
right. Yep.
This winter and the next were the coldest in Nazareth for many decades. Jesus had seen snow on the mountains, and several times it had fallen in Nazareth, remaining underground only a short time, but not until this winter had he seen ice. The fact that water could be had as a solid, a liquid, and a vapor, he had long pondered over the escaping the steam from the boiling pots, caused the lad to think a great deal about the physical world and its constitution. And yet, the personality embodied in this growing youth was all this while the actual creator and organizer of all these things throughout a far-flung universe.
Kind of interesting that they mentioned that he wondered about, you know, the changing of the physical world, even though he was the creator of everything, you know,
Right.
which
Yeah,
makes
an enigma.
it,
But he didn't really create the ice and all that. It was really the I don't remember who they were, but it was the being.
Mechanical controllers.
Yes, exactly, that did all
Yes.
that.
Yeah.
And he probably didn't have the insight or
No, not as a
whatever.
child. No, not as in his current state, but
Yeah.
as Michael, I'm sure he understood all of it,
Yes.
right? Yeah.
But we're talking about the human brain.
Yes, the
Right.
human brain of Jesus. Ivan, would you like to read, or you don't have to, you know, this is all voluntary whether you read or not. So can you see it in your phone well enough to be able to read? I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, I can read.
Oh,
Okay.
good.
You want to go ahead
Good.
and read
Good
this
to
one?
see you again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The climate of Nazareth was not severe. January was the coldest month, the temperature averaging around 50 degrees Fahrenheit. During July and August, the hottest months, the temperature would vary from 75 degrees to 95 degrees Fahrenheit. From the mountains to the Jordan and the Dead Sea varied. The climate of Palestine ranged from the frigid to the torrid. And so, in a way, the Jews were prepared to live in about any and all of the world's varying climates.
Okay, so they had such a wide range of climates that they got a little bit of everything, right? They got the cold and they got the hot and they got the in between. So it was kind of moderate. It's kind of like Georgia, right? Where we live.
Yeah,
that was
Thank you.
thinking the same, but
Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Bill, would you want to take the next one?
Yep. Even during the warmest summer months, a cool sea breeze usually blew from the west from 10 a.m. until about 10 p.m. But every now and then, terrific hot winds from the eastern desert would blow across all Palestine. These hot blasts usually came in February and March, near the end of the rainy season. In those days, the rain fell in refreshing showers from November to April, but it did not rain steadily. There were only two seasons in Palestine, summer and winter, the dry and the rainy seasons. In January, the flowers began to bloom, and by the end of April, the whole land was one vast flower garden.
Sounded like it was pretty there, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Tell you what, the tree out in front of my yard started blooming about 3 days ago. It's called a cherry
Oh,
tree.
yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are beautiful.
Ours is done blooming. It was beautiful.
It's just gorgeous. All right, let's see, Diane, would you take the next?
In May of this year, on his uncle's farm, Jesus was the first time helped, for the first time helped with the harvest of the grain. Before he was 13, he had managed to find out something about practically everything that men and women worked at around Nazareth, except metal working. And he spent several months in a smith shop when older, after the death of his father.
Okay, I don't know if y'all remember from reading it before that Jesus also worked in the mines, when he was working as an interpreter. Y'all remember that story?
No.
So he actually got the experience of almost every type of trade that was available during the time of his life, you know. So he got experience as a smith or a blacksmith. He also got experience as a miner in the mines while he was doing the trip to,
Iron. He was
huh?
also a
Iron.
tent maker at
Tent
one
maker
time
for a
too,
while. Yeah, that's right.
and
And a fisherman.
a
Yeah.
coal miner, fisherman, a
So
caravan leader,
he
and
got the experience of a
scholar.
lot of different things, you know, over time. You know, and we all do that. I did that when I was growing up. I did everything from lay brick, carpentry, paint, you name it. But
Wow.
it's part of growing up and learning to do things. You know, you have
It's
to.
amazing that you had that opportunity.
Well, I didn't have a choice. I like to eat. So,
I do that in my
necessity.
own home.
Huh?
I do that in my own house.
Oh,
All
you
those
too.
different, yeah.
Y'all know how much I worked on this house, that's for sure, because we sure don't have any money to do anything. That's right. You know? So you got to do what you got to do. All of us have to work.
Yes,
All right.
yes.
Let's see here. Rodney, would you take the next one?
Yes. When working, caravan travel were slack. Jesus made many trips with his father on pleasure or business to nearby Cana, Endor, and Nain. Even as a lad, he frequently visited Sepphoris, only a little over 3 miles from Nazareth to the northwest, and from 4 BC to about AD 25, the capital of Galilee and one of the residents of Herod Antipas.
And you know that that's where his dad worked, right?
Yeah.
Okay, on
Yeah.
Herod Antipas. And this is some pictures. I believe this one. Let me go down here and see if I got a description of this one. Been so long since I looked at these.
I love to look at the
Okay.
stonework. So
Yeah,
what is
this is Sepphoris, the
okay.
entrance to the main street. The Mona Lisa mosaics were God probably being displayed in a museum somewhere else, and that was at Sepphoris. And all right, the next one, this is kind of interesting. Joseph may have been hit by one of these falling
Oh.
columns. You see this?
Yeah.
These are columns that had fallen from those buildings there.
Oh,
All
I
right.
think he was killed when a derrick fell.
Derrick
Yeah.
fell and the wall fell. Yeah.
Derrick is a crane, isn't it?
Well, it's like a
Or scaffolding.
scaffolding's what we would call it, right?
Okay.
All right, and this is interesting because this says frivolous courtesans would have paraded about on the Cardeo, a north-south oriented main street at Sepphoris. So this would have been one of the main streets where the courtesans would have tried to influence the men going up and down through there.
So
So
you had a red light district with a white road.
we had a red light, or they had a red light district with a white road. Yeah.
Well, even in Jerusalem, the temple.
Oh, in the temple, they had the
Yeah.
temple prostitutes, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oldest profession in the year, as they say. Okay. Let's see, Pam, I believe you're up next.
Okay. Jesus continued to grow physically, intellectually, socially, and spiritually. His trips away from the home did much to give him a better and more generous understanding of his own family, and by this time, even his parents were beginning to learn from him as well as to teach him. Jesus was an original thinker and a skillful teacher, even in his youth. He was in constant collision with the so-called oral law, but he always sought to adapt himself to the practices of his family. He got along fairly well with the children of his age, but he often grew discouraged with their slow-acting minds. Before he was 10 years old, he had become the leader of a group of seven lads who formed themselves into a society for promoting the acquirements of manhood, physical, intellectual, and religious. Among these boys, Jesus succeeded in introducing many new games and various improved methods of physical recreation.
So he was a born leader, right? Any way you look at it, and a teacher from very young. And it's interesting here, they mentioned he also had collisions with the so-called oral law. Do y'all know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Abraham set up four, I think it was 420 laws or something like that, that weren't in the Torah. These were oral tradition laws. And those laws were adapted by the Jewish church down through time by Moses and others like Moses. And they were memorized as children. So these 400, I think it was 420 or 80, something like that, rules that you could and could not do as a Jew. So that's what they're talking about, this oral tradition, the laws that weren't written down.
It
All
was
right.
probably those laws like you can't draw pictures of people and
Yeah, those sort of things, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Gary, would you take the next one, please?
Again, I opened my mouth, see?
There you go.
It was the 5th of July, the first Sabbath of the month, when
You read
Jesus.
that, you mentioned that you missed the heading, Gary.
Oh, excuse me, two. Is that good enough? Two,
No,
the 10th year, parentheses, AD 4.
thank you.
It was the 5th of July, the first Sabbath of the month. When Jesus, while strolling through the countryside with his father, first gave expression to feelings and ideas that indicated that he was becoming self-conscious of the unusual nature of his life mission. Joseph listened attentively to the momentous words of his son, but made few comments. He volunteered no information. The next day, Jesus had a similar but longer talk with his mother. Mary likewise listened to the pronouncements of the lad, but neither did she volunteer any information. It was almost 2 years before Jesus spoke to his parents concerning his increasing revelation within his own consciousness regarding the nature of his personality and the character of his mission
So
on
even
earth.
this young, he started getting little glimpses of his pre-life as Michael, right? So he started to have these conscious thoughts that he may have been something else before he was born, and they started creeping in slowly into his life.
Well, his brain is maturing, so he can
Yes.
have a connection started.
That's right. That's right. Ivan, would you take the next one? Second.
Yes. He entered the advanced school of the synagogue in August. At school, he was constantly creating trouble by the questions he persisted in asking. Increasingly, he kept all nonetheless in more or less of a hubbub. His parents were wroth to forbid his asking these disquieting questions, and his chief teacher was greatly intrigued by the lad's curiosity, insight, and hunger for knowledge.
So he was your typical very bright kid, right? Then his
Yes.
searching questions made everyone, just amazed everyone, really. Right? All right, so
Yeah.
okay. Bill, would you take the next one?
Yes. Jesus' playmates saw nothing supernatural in his conduct. In most ways, he was altogether like themselves. His interest in study was somewhat above the average, but not wholly unusual. He did ask more questions at school than others in his class.
Kind of a one big question mark, right?
Yeah.
Diane.
Perhaps his most unusual and outstanding trait was his unwillingness to fight for his rights. Since he was such a well-developed lad for his age, it seemed strange to his playfellows that he was disinclined to defend himself, even from injustice or when subjected to personal abuse. As it happened, he did not suffer much on account of this trait because of the friendship of Jacob, a neighbor boy who was 1 year older. He was the son of the stonemason, a business associate of Joseph. Jacob was a great admirer of Jesus and made it his business to see that no one was permitted to impose upon Jesus because of his aversion to physical combat. Several times, older and uncouth youths attacked Jesus, relying upon his reputed docility, but they always suffered swift and certain retribution at the hands of his self-appointed champion, an ever-ready defender, Jacob, the stonemason's son.
Okay, so
Oh, such a
Jacob,
wonderful story.
yeah, it
That is
is.
really
Yeah. So
nice.
Jacob appointed himself the defender of Jesus because he knew Jesus's attitude about self-defense and that sort of thing. So, and that stayed pretty much throughout his life. Even Jacob became a believer in Jesus as after he started his mission, so which is kind of
And
interesting too.
because Jacob's father was a stonemason, I'm sure he lifted a lot of stones and
Oh yeah,
had
help his
some big
dad,
arms.
right? So he probably had pretty big muscles. Yeah, pretty good sized guy. Yeah. Rodney, would you take the next?
Yes. Jesus was the generally accepted leader of the Nazareth lads, who stood for the higher ideals of their day and generation. He was really loved by his youthful associates, not only because he was fair, but also because he possessed a rare and understanding sympathy that betokened love and bordered on discreet compassion.
Okay, so he was literally elected as the leader of everyone because of his personality, right? More and more. Okay. Pam, would you take the next one?
Okay. This year, he began to show a marked preference for the company of older persons. He delighted in talking over things cultural, educational, social, economic, political, and religious with older minds. And his depth of reasoning and keenness of observation so charmed his adult associates that they were always more than willing to visit with him. Until he became responsible for the support of the home, his parents were constantly seeking to influence him to associate with those of his own age, or more nearly his age, rather than with older and better informed individuals for whom he evinced such a preference.
You know, it's kind of interesting. The thing about this paragraph that's interesting is the fact that we all intellectually have different levels of understanding of life, don't we? And that's not only the case in human individuals, but think about all the different beings on all the different planets and universes throughout all of Nebanon, right? They're all at different levels, different intelligence, and I'm sure there's many, many beings out there that's highly more intelligent than we are, and there's probably many, many beings that are highly less intelligent than we are. And it's interesting because our Creator Son came to this earth and put himself in a human body that he had to go with whatever the DNA of that body and the intelligence of that body gave him, right? And even though he did that, he excelled in the fact that his willpower, being whom he is or was, put him at like the top of the class of human beings. You see what I'm saying? So even though he was given a mind that was just like everybody else's, he seemed to excel with that mind because of his willingness to listen to not only young people but older people, and had the wisdom to take this in and basically interpret it for his own life, right? Which is kind of interesting, and we've seen this picture before. All right, Gary, look at this. You get a short one.
That's a get for shutting
Yeah.
up. Late this year, he had a fishing experience of 2 months with his uncle on the Sea of Galilee, and he was very successful. Before attaining manhood, he had become an expert fisherman.
Okay, so he got that skill normal, from his uncle by learning it, right? Okay, Ivan, would you take the next one, please?
Yes. His physical development continued. He was an advanced and privileged pupil at school. He got along fairly well at home with his young brothers and sisters. Having the advantage of being 3 and 1.5 years older than the oldest of the other children, he was doing well. He was doing well thought of in other races, except by the parents of some of the Dora children, who often spoke of Jesus as being two-part, as lacking in proper humility and youthful reserve. He manifested a growing tendency to direct the play activities of his youthful associates into more serious and thoughtful channels. He was a born teacher and simply could not refrain from so functioning, even when supposedly engaged in play.
Okay, so he was a
Mm-hmm.
natural teacher then, wasn't he? I mean, any way you look at it. And so there was this jealousy thing going on with many of the children
Of
in
course.
Nazareth because of Jesus's natural abilities and intelligence, probably. All right.
Yeah.
Bill, would you take the next one, please?
Sure. Joseph early began to instruct Jesus in the diverse means of gaining a livelihood, explaining the advantages of agriculture over industry and trade. Galilee was a more beautiful and prosperous district than Judea, and it cost only about one-fourth as much to live there as in Jerusalem and Judea. It was a province of agricultural villages and thriving industrial cities, containing more than 200 towns of over 5,000 population and 30 over 15,000. Wow.
Yeah, that's quite interesting, isn't it? So,
Yeah.
the East was the Middle East was just like it is here. You had a wide diversion depending on where you lived, how much income you could make, and how costly it was to live there. That's just like it is here or any
Yeah.
other country. In some countries, it's difficult just to survive, just to make enough money to eat every day. And there's many countries where people are starving to death all over the world, and those who are fortunate enough to have money, really it's their responsibility to help out those other countries that can't afford to make it. But there's many people in this country like we are that, we get by paycheck to paycheck. And, we can't afford to do that much for other countries, but there are people in this country that make tons and tons and tons of money, and it is really their responsibility to share that prosperity with other people,
Right.
Elon Musk said that there is enough food production so that no person should be hungry on Earth.
That's true. Yeah,
Yep.
it is. We make enough, there's enough food made in this world to feed every single person every single day if it was shared properly,
That
right?
wasn't for greed.
If it wasn't for greed, that's exactly right, And unfortunately, most of us have not been fortunate enough to be wealthy enough to be able to share with other people that much. We, like I said, my wife and I, we get by week to week, and even bringing this message is expensive. We've talked about this before, and that's why this year I started doing some AI stuff to try to get our message out there. We want to get the message out there. I've been fighting against trying to monetize our YouTube channels and that sort of that, but I'm getting to the point where everything's getting so expensive to keep it online, I'm going to have to do something to put some money into it, So that's why we're doing the AI stuff right now. If I can learn it, my old dead brain, But we'll see how that goes,
Well,
All
it's
right.
working because the top part of your brain must been
Well,
heated up because
that's
the
right.
hair is broken and worn off.
It's going away, so it must be sinking into my brain. Right? That's in any indication. We'll see. All right, Diane, you're back up again.
When on his first trip with his father to observe the fishing industry on the Lake of Galilee, Jesus had just about made up his mind to become a fisherman, but close association with his father's vocation later on influenced him to become a carpenter, while still later a combination of influences led him to the final choice of becoming a religious teacher of a new order.
That's exactly what he was, wasn't he?
Yep.
New order. Okay, let's see here. Rodney, I think you're back up.
Yes. 3, the 11th year, AD 5. Throughout this year, the lad continued to make trips away from home with his father, but he also frequently visited his uncle's farm and occasionally went over to Magdala to engage in fishing with the uncle
who made his headquarters near that city.
Okay, so he got the opportunity to do some fishing and work with his dad some and do a little bit of traveling. Right? Okay, Pam, would you take the next one, please?
Joseph and Mary were often tempted to show some special favoritism for Jesus or otherwise to betray their knowledge that he was a child of promise, a son of destiny. But both of his parents were extraordinarily wise and sagacious in all these matters. The few times they did in any manner exhibit any preference for him, even in the slightest degree, the lad was quick to refuse all such special consideration.
But Jesus wouldn't let him give him any special privileges, would he? All right. Yeah. Gary, would you take the next one, please?
Jesus spent considerable time at the caravan supply shop, and by conversing with the travelers from all parts of the world, he acquired a store of information about international affairs that was amazing, considering his age. It was the last year in which he enjoyed much free play and youthful joyfulness. From this time on, difficulties and responsibilities rapidly multiplied in the life of this youth.
So it was his 11th year that he really had the last year of freedom, really, it's what it boils down to. Because in his 12th years, the troubles began, right? All right. Ivan, would you take the next one, please?
Sure, yes. On Wednesday evening, June 24th, AD 5, Jude was born. Complications attended the birth of the seventh child. Mary was very ill for several weeks that Joseph remained at home. Jesus was very much occupied with errands for his father and with many duties occasioned by his mother's serious illness. Never again did this youth find it possible to return to the childlike attitude of his earlier years. From the time of his mother's illness, just before he was 11 years old, he was compelled to assume the responsibilities of the firstborn son, and to do all this 1 or 2 full years before these burdens should normally have fallen on his
Okay.
shoulders.
So he was a couple years younger than
Yes.
most young boys were when
Yeah.
he took on this responsibility, right? And
Yes.
he learned early that, he had to do things to take care of his family. And many of us do that. I think I got my first job when I was 12, and that was normal. When I was growing up, everybody I knew from about 12 to 14, you had a job of some kind, that's just the way it was. You had to make a living, you had to help out and provide for yourself, that's for sure. And I don't know if it's still that way so much today, because children have more options to go to school and do things like that and not have to work full time as we grew up as a group a little bit older. All right. Let's see here. Bill, I think you're up again.
Okay. The Kazans spent one evening each week with Jesus, helping him to master the Hebrew scriptures. Excuse me. He was greatly interested in the progress of his promising pupil. Therefore, was he willing to assist him in many ways. This Jewish progeny, is
Yep.
that right? Okay.
That's it.
Exerted a Say that again.
Pedagogue. Pedagogue? Is
Pedagogue,
that it?
Pedagogue.
Oh, I thought it was
Okay.
pedagogue. Yeah, that's good.
Sorry, thank you. Exerted a great influence upon his growing mind, but he was never able to comprehend why Jesus was so indifferent to all his suggestions regarding their prospects of going to Jerusalem to continue his education under the learned rabbis.
So he still the Shazans still thought that Jesus would eventually go away to Jerusalem and be taught by the priests at Jerusalem, but
Yeah.
it didn't work out that way for him. Okay, well, that's little type. Who's up? Diane, can you read that?
About the middle of May, the lad accompanied his father on a business trip to, I
Psychopolis.
don't know. Thank you. Scythopolis, the chief Greek city of the Decapolis. Decapolis. The ancient Hebrew city of Bethlehem. I don't know, someone else should read. City of
Hebrew
Bethshean.
city of Bethsheen.
Bethsheen.
On the way, Joseph recounted much of the olden history of King Saul, the Philistines, and the subsequent events of Israel's turbulent history. Jesus was tremendously impressed with the clear appearance and well-ordered arrangement of the so-called heathen city. He marveled at the
Gary,
open
Linder,
air
touch
theater.
pick up. He should see the pick up back up for me.
Why? Okay, all right. He marveled at the open air theater and admired the beautiful marble temple dedicated to the worship of the heathen gods. Joseph was much perturbed by the lad's enthusiasm and sought to counteract these favorable impressions by extolling the beauty and grandeur of the Jewish temple at Jerusalem. Jesus had often gazed curiously upon this magnificent Greek city from the hill of Nazareth and had many times inquired about its extensive public works and ornate buildings, but his father had always sought to avoid answering these questions. Now they were face to face with the beauties of this Gentile city, and Joseph could not gracefully ignore Jesus's inquiries.
Interesting, so close.
Yeah. You're muted.
Roger, you're muted.
Sorry about that. Why do you think Sophopolis was so different than Nazareth?
It was Greek.
Yes, it was
It was
heathen
Greek.
Greek city.
Yeah, it was a Greek city, so it was Gentile, right? So they had many, many things. You're
Oh, excuse me. Hold on.
stunned.
And they worshipped a lot of different gods.
They worship strange gods, right? So when Jesus even insinuated that some of the things in the city were beautiful and grandeur, his father would kind of push those concepts down because he wanted Jesus to understand that to the Jews, this was not proper, right? You know? So that's why they had such a problem with, you know, Jesus made such a big deal about how beautiful the city was and all this, and then his father would get upset with him because it was not a Hebrew city. And here's some pictures of
I
this.
guess, you know, Jesus was appreciating them for what they had to offer.
Yeah, the
That's right.
artistic.
Yeah.
This is a picture of some of the ornate buildings that was on the ornate buildings there. All right.
Pretty.
And
Wow.
this, oh shoot, what did I do? Let me
Oh,
give you all the
puppet.
description, huh?
A puppet theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
Yeah. Yeah.
a open air theater. Yeah. For puppets and stuff like that, right? All right.
There are the children watching.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Rodney, would you take the next?
Yes. It so happened that just at this time, the annual competitive games and public demonstrations of physical prowess between the Greek cities of the Decapolis were in progress at the Scythopolis Amphitheater. And Jesus was insistent that his father take him to see the games. And he was so insistent that Joseph hesitated to deny him. The boy was thrilled with the games and entered most heartedly into the spirit of the demonstrations of physical development and athletic skill. Joseph was inexpressibly shocked to observe his son's enthusiasm as he beheld these exhibitions of heathen vaingloriousness. After the games were finished, Joseph received the surprise of his life when he heard Jesus express his approval of them and suggested that it would be good for the young men of Nazareth if they could be thus benefited by wholesome outdoor physical activities. Joseph talked earnestly and long with Jesus concerning the evil nature of such practices, but he well knew that the lad was unconvinced.
So him and his father had a disagreement over this, didn't they? He thought this was all right, and his father thought it was not. And we're going to have to stop there, and we'll start here the next time. And this is a vase from that period of time, which shows the games, right? This is this is from 1370. Okay, so we'll start here next time, and let's go over to our prayer here, and then we'll. Oops, wrong. There we go.
Where did our young African friend go to? I don't see him on my screen.
He may have.
Yeah, I think I heard the bell. Yeah.
Say, well,
I lost my. Hang on.
There he is. He's back.
There we go.
Oh, something different, huh?
No, this is the same one. I just hit the wrong key there. Okay. This is our prayer of acceptance. Ivan, would you like to read the prayer of acceptance for us tonight?
Yes, but my network is poor. The screen is still
is it? Oh, okay.
Well, loading, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we can get Rodney to read it for us tonight. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Rodney?
Yes. I believe that God is my paradise father, and that only by faith am I saved. No sacrifice is necessary. By the same faith, I became a child of God and know that all men and women are my brothers and sisters. We know the Son of God, the sovereign of our universe of Mebadon, is Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. By allowing the will of God to become my will, I will someday stand in the presence of the Paradise Father. In the name of Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth, amen.
Amen. And thanks everyone for joining us. Please come see us again.
Thank
we
you.
We enjoyed it. We love you guys. Hope to see you again soon. Don't forget to, if you're on YouTube and out there listening to us, to subscribe and hit the little bell, the thumbs up thing, so that we can get more people in here. All right.
Yeah.
I got a question for Gary.
Okay. Do I go offline?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let me stop the share for.
See everybody Thursday.
Okay. Adios.
See you again.
See you, Bill.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you all.
Yes,
come here.
You too.
Thank you.
Gary?
Yep.
Are you offline, Roger?
Hang on. Let me hit the stop record here. Hold on. I'm still recording.